Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
This is the dream. You know, you get inspired sometimes and you come up with an invention, something that doesn't exist yet. And you're like, I'm pretty sure this is it. And you want to tell the world about it, right? A woman, her TikTok handle is Romeo Show. So her name is Romeo. She uploaded a really brief clip of herself singing a new Dr. Pepper theme song last month. It was not an elaborate song. She was just kind of singing, Dr. Pepper, baby, it's good, it's nice, do-do-do-do. It was very simple. Totally random.
Like something you make up around the house.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Like, I've had this song stuck in my head. It's not a song, but I invented it, and now I can't get it out of my head. It's really catchy. They should adopt it, right? And she said, you know, I've got to act on this before, you know, it was sent to me in a dream, and if someone steals it from me, I just have to post this.
Who's going
to
steal your dream, Romeo Show?
She also tagged Dr. Pepper.
Right.
Because that's what you should do, right? Please get back to me with a proposition. We can make thousands together. The video went viral. People actually liked the song. It's short. It's catchy. And Dr. Pepper did listen. Here's the intro video, what she gave them to work with. And then they made it into an actual commercial.
She did the perfect thing for a jingle. She made it short.
Exactly.
Mr. Plow, that's the name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
Exactly. That's how you remember the song. That's how you remember the jingle. And shout out to Dr. Pepper for picking it up, right? You could have just liked it, shared it, you know, kept it on socials, but they went with it. They ran with it.
Why not?
And they acted fast too, because she just posted this. She had this dream last month. And now here it is. They actually premiered the commercial during the national football playoffs, college playoffs.
On Monday. They did?
They did. So that's pretty huge.
That's
to go
very
from
big.
1 month, you're just like, I had this song and I think I invented something. And then bam, it's a nationally produced televised ad.
When you post on social media, if it involves anything national, do you try to include the brand? And have they ever shouted you back?
I have gotten very few shoutbacks.
I got P.F. Chang's to shout me out.
You did not.
In Puerto Rico.
You did?
I did.
That's pretty cool.
Because one of my pictures was we're holed up at a hotel and I wanted P.F. Chang's. So, Puerto Rico P.F. Chang's for the win.
So,
and I tagged them on Instagram and they put a little message after it. I thought that was pretty cool.
They could have you go viral. You could become their new
spokesman.
Well,
I got to come up with a P.F. Chang's. It's so good. There it is. Oh, wait. That kind of sounds like hers.
Do-do-do. Oh, my gosh. She totally ripped off the Dr. Pepper lady.
Hey, I stole that jingle. I stole her dream.
Oh, no. Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Tomorrow night, I'm going to try something new. I am going to be a judge in a chili cook-off.
I've always been interested in that, but then I always thought that was a dangerous job.
From the guy who doesn't like beans and tomatoes.
Why you? Of all people. Yes, you would not. No, you can't.
What do you mean no?
No.
Yes.
You should be disqualified.
I cannot be disqualified. I've entered into the judging of the chili competition.
You like more of a chili soup. You don't like beans. Do you even like chili?
Yes, I do. I love Shanda's chili. Let's start with that.
She's the only one who can win.
I love, she's not entering, so okay. We're good there. There are five of us. It's going to benefit Playtime Poppy as well as the Eastern Iowa Arts Academy. By the way, $10 at the door if you want to come. It is Cooking for a Cause. Coming off of B Avenue tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. So I'm looking forward to
it. Bring your beanless chilies.
No. And I don't think this is show up with your... I think they got that part figured out. So I might eat around it.
Okay.
Because isn't it basically to gather the taste of the chili?
What are you talking about?
I don't have to necessarily eat all the ingredients.
Yeah.
They're flavoring what I'm having.
But the beans are a key part of chili.
I'm sure they're great. I just might not... I might just swallow them.
You swallow them whole. That's so weird.
That way I have to chew them. Chewing beans, man. Yeah.
They're delicious.
Nope. Not in my mouth.
Nope.
not on this side of the room. They're
children and their picky eating ways. What are you going to do?
Which it seems appropriate. It's for Playtime Poppy Children's Theater at Eastern Iowa Arts Academy.
I redact my...
I will be eating like a 7-year-old. Yes.
Grumpy. Maybe I'm just grumpy because I've been noticing this time and time again. My daughter is 13, going to be 14 here in a couple months. And she's got friends who have already kind of made that transition. So we've been talking a lot about the rules of the road and, you know, got to study for driver's ed if you want to get that permit.
Yep.
So we've been making some observations as we're driving. And I've made an observation as a mature driver that a lot of times people seem to be forgetting the basics, the rules of the road. This is in residential streets where everybody, you have a right to park in front of your house. Sure, if there's like, parking is okay on the road.
As long as there's not a sign.
Yes, if there's no sign, go ahead, park in front of your house. But other drivers, when you're driving down the street and there is a car parked on the side of the street and it is in your way, you have to yield to me who's coming toward you, right? There's right of way.
Correct.
I have time and time again for at least this past week, nobody is yielding to me. And like, duh, you have to yield right of way. You have to, when I'm coming towards you, you have to yield. I have the right of way. There's no car in front of me. You have to stop. You have to stop. It's your turn to stop. I think I was really upset.
I heard it. So I just want to clarify, if I am driving toward you and my side of the road has a parked car.
Yes.
I am, because basically my part is blocked.
Uh-huh.
I should yield
get around
to you.
You have to drive into my lane of traffic
to get
to
where
get around
I
the car.
Yeah.
That is dangerous.
Thus I yield.
Thus you yield. Thank you.
I don't
End
think that's
speech.
Taught anymore.
Everybody's in such a hurry. I'm like, it takes 2 seconds.
Parking on a hill, you turn your wheels. Do you remember that?
No.
Got to do that.
I mean, yes.
Right?
Yes, I do remember it, but I feel like, oh, our brakes are better than they were back in the day.
That's probably true, but still.
But still, do it.
I just always envision my car, just the brakes giving out, and it's just rolling down a
For
hill.
No reason.
And then who's going to yield to that car, right?
Nobody.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
White House confirming the president will be in Iowa next Tuesday for a speech on the economy. White House has not confirmed a location for that speech. He seems to like the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
They have a reason for the speech?
We're getting ready for midterms. Okay. Like, this was announced with a bunch of other, like, you're going to see a lot of the members of the cabinet starting to make the argument because we're going to be getting into fundraising and then we're going to be getting ready for the November election. So thus the reason for the speech. School bus overturned in Buchanan County yesterday afternoon, ended up in a ditch. Authorities say the driver and a student were on board. Nobody was injured. The bus is part of the East Buchanan Community School District. Snowy road conditions blamed for causing the crash. The incident still remains under investigation. Good to point out, too, check with your local school system this morning. I've already received a couple notices. Some of our rural schools running a little late this morning, but always check with yours. You're letting me know tomorrow Cedar Rapids might even go virtual.
They sent out a notice to parents that they are considering that. They'll make a decision by the end of the day, but, you know, get the devices ready and stuff because those are provided by the school. So they had what they need to do that should they need to on Friday.
Well, we have an extreme cold warning. We're going to get to that as we wrap up the buzz. First, though, what's got us feeling all right? Iowa's newest published author is 9-year-old Lily Moon. That is a nom de plume, by the way.
Oh, okay.
She's from West Branch. She has written, illustrated, and published a children's book titled Shadow the Stubborn Barn Cat.
What's this book about now?
It's all in the title, Claire.
A stubborn barn cat?
Named Shadow.
Okay. What do we learn?
It follows a lovable barn cat whose quiet life is quietly turned upside down when a new family arrives on the farm.
Oh.
The story explores themes of change, acceptance, resilience through the eyes of a farm cat. Project started as a homeschool learning experience, took 15 months of not only writing and illustrating and revising, she also learned how to merchandise, publishing.
That's a lot.
Inventory, shipping, and fulfillment, all on her.
Whew.
She can order it through Amazon, but she would fulfill the order. Her advice to other kids, by the way, it's hard work. Get your idea onto paper. Don't give up, which is great advice.
That is great advice.
I will be the first to say, Lily Moon, if you need someone to do the audiobook of Shadow the Stubborn Barn Cat,
please consider this.
May I recommend the Morning Scramble?
Audio audition.
I think every time you turn on the radio is our audio audition, is it not?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Iowa's newest published author, Lily Moon of West Branch.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Yesterday on this very program, we were appalled by the Z's Sleaze story about William Shatner, 94 years old. He was spotted in Los Angeles driving while eating a bowl of cereal.
I was really contemplating how a person could pull that off.
Agreed.
You rarely have solid, good, flat surfaces in a car.
For anybody, right?
Yes.
And you factor in the fact that he's 94 years old.
94, you're right.
94. That's just dangerous, right? Well, turns out we've been had. William Shatner went viral eating cereal because he's going to be in a Super Bowl commercial.
Aw, man.
Yeah, football got us again. There's a lot of these little teasers that are happening for a couple of the commercials that you're going to see during the big game. So one of them is William Shatner working with Kellogg's.
Okay. I was just wondering what the brand was going to be.
Kellogg's is the brand. He was doing a photo shoot, basically. He says that the commercial is actually going to involve him being in a spaceship. So I don't know if he's Captain Kirking or what's going on, but he's working with Kellogg's. Bud Light, of course, has the... big men on the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Post Malone, Shane Gillis, and Peyton Manning all working together.
Sounds about right.
Sounds like instead of a neighborhood block party, they're on their way to a wedding with a keg of Bud Light. Liquid IV has tapped EJ Rumi from K-pop Demon Hunters, uh-huh. The singing voice. She's going to be doing a cover of a Phil Collins song.
So interesting you're bringing these things up. Liquid IV, new product category.
Uh-huh.
Right? That electrolyte product.
Hydration. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure cereal has advertised before, but they don't seem to use the Super Bowl a lot.
Usually it's more of like the chips, right?
Oh, totally. Chips. It's more a snack than breakfast.
Uh-huh.
For the Super Bowl.
But Kellogg's putting some money.
Then again,
into
we
that.
Don't know what Kellogg's is selling, right? It could be
true.
It could be an afternoon snack.
That's a big brand. Okay.
And I like that much information, and then I try to avoid it.
I know.
I want to be surprised on Super Bowl Sunday.
I want to hear some famous faces, but I also want to be shocked and surprised by some of them.
Like Sabrina Carpenter Pringles, that gives me enough to go on. I'm okay. Not going to search out the teaser. I'm just going to know that that's a coming.
Just know we're going to get some big names in our Super Bowl ads. Today is the day that the Oscar nominations come out, but yesterday... the Golden Raspberry Awards, the Razzie nominations were out. This is the worst.
The worst of the worst.
The worst of Hollywood.
Most streaming services give you kind of that splat graphic in like the bucket, like the Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing these probably received like 30% or lower in the audience voting.
Very low right. scores. I don't know how they actually find them. I don't know what
sometimes, like, let's go back to Madam Web. It was the talk of Hollywood that it was one of the worst written movies.
Right, but I don't know who is in charge of it. You know, like, there's, like, the screenwriters.
Yeah.
Like, there's the head of it. I don't know who actually runs the
It's been
resume.
Around long enough.
It has.
Don't need to know. You just know it's somebody somewhere.
Somebody somewhere, and usually they're pretty spot on with what was not
yes.
that great this year. Leading the nominations, Disney's live-action Snow White.
It was okay, but I agree.
Fine. And War of the Worlds, that remake. They both tied with 6 nominations each.
When was the War of the Worlds remake?
No.
I don't recall that one at all.
Up for Worst Picture, The Electric State, which I believe was a Netflix streaming.
That was okay. I thought it was a Russo Brothers movie, I'm pretty sure.
Hurry Up Tomorrow? I don't even know what that is.
What a weird world of movies. Like, we live in this world, and I'm not recognizing most of these titles.
Star Trek Section 31?
Yeah, that's been streaming. I've seen that.
And then Snow White and War of the Worlds also in that category as well.
That War of the Worlds I think it pops up on Stars on my home system every mm-hmm. once in a while. I think Ice Cube's in it.
Sounds
like about right.
They found the right place. To honor that movie with the golden raspberries. And this is embarrassing, but we have missed a milestone, not just a birthday, a milestone birthday for Dolly Parton. This past Monday, she celebrated her 80th birthday. And as much as we use her birthday song,
yeah,
shame on us. However, Bono from U2 got in on the action. He got Dolly a surprise birthday present, kind of like one of those singing grams, but
yeah.
instead of a singer going to sing to Dolly Parton, he hired a bagpiper to play happy birthday for Dolly Parton.
You could do that?
Yeah.
Oh, Dolly.
Isn't that sweet?
That's from Bono.
Oh, Bono, my friend Bono. She's the best. That's what we like to call
Z's. Sleaze.
You and I were just speaking to the Noon Rotary last Monday, yeah. and we had so many questions come up right after our presentation about Jerry and the Hurry. Are they actual cases?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yes, yes.
Are these our real opinions? Yes, they are.
Mostly. by and large. I mean, I think that this issue is one that we all are aware of. And I'm really glad that listener Diana brought it up to us, because I think that everybody has done this at some point. You live in the Midwest, a little bit of snow falls on your vehicle. Are you gonna clean off the entire car or just enough?
I've had to clean my car. I park outside. I've had to clean my car off 3 mornings in a row.
Oh my gosh. You're living that life.
And yes, the last 2 days, it's just been the wind comes from a certain direction. So like one side is like weirdly just caked on. And then you never know when it's on the windshield, is it just snow or is it, did it start to melt? Now it's got that little ice crust on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great question, because it always seems to be the worst when you're running behind.
It is.
Right?
It's always when you're running behind. You need to get going somewhere. And oh my gosh, it just snowed all over my car.
I will tell everybody, while it is tempting, and I used to be this person, to just scrape enough to get by, like the front and then maybe enough so you can see your mirrors, you got to clean the entire car. You have to. Couple reasons. One is safety for you.
Mm-hmm.
The other is because I understand that attitude's like, the wind will blow it away. Yeah, but the wind oftentimes will then blow it to the car that's behind you. When we lived in St. Louis, something came off of a vehicle and ended up cracking part of our hood.
What?
It was just a sheet of ice. Yeah. So you never know what's going to happen when that remnant snow comes off. And I think the other part is, I get that you're late, but when you walk in to wherever you were and say, hey, the reason I'm late is because I wanted to make sure I did this so nobody else would be, you know, so it would be safe, you'd be fine, right? Also, you can text people.
You'd be fine.
You'd be fine. Just the note that you write yourself is, Eric was late because he was being courteous. And that will get you out of anything, in my opinion. Also, this day and age, there are enough tools in your car to make it so easy to clean it off. So many people have auto start. You let that thing run for 10 minutes, preset it so both like your rear window, that defrost, and the front, and then you just grab your scraper, your little brush. It doesn't take, also never takes as long as you think it's going to take. That's the thing with chores. You always think they're going to take longer than they take.
Disagree.
So when you're running late, do you clean off the entire car? Heck yes, you do. People will respect you. You are being courteous.
People will respect
you. Will not get in trouble. I promise. That's a Dance and Eric Hansen. Guarantee. Yes, you clean the entire car.
If you say that you've ever been running late and you have not just done the bare minimum, you are lying. You are lying. We have all done it. We have all been in a situation where it's like, we got to get going. Good enough. Let's just go. You do all those things. You let the vehicle run and melt it ahead of time. I am not a scraper. I hate getting that scraper out. I don't even like getting the little brushy thing. The roof? Forget the roof. Windows? Sure. But I might also just roll the window down to get the snow off. And if it falls in my car, it falls in my car. But I am not going to be scraping that thing. I don't have time for it. Being late is the worst feeling of franticness. And it's just, it's rude. So no, I will not be scraping that vehicle. I will just be doing the bare minimum. And yeah, it blows off. It's not a big deal, especially the stuff on top. Just let it go.
Okay. So if you are on team courtesy and considerate,
no,
you're voting
you're
for Dancing Eric Hansen.
Car.
If you are on team, that'll do. You are on team Claire.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Entire car or that'll do. Where do you land? That is our jury in a hurry. We need jurors to call right now.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Jury in a hurry. You cleaning the entire car or that'll do?
Safety first. Clean that car.
Safety
the whole
first.
Thing.
That's a good, hey, good mantra for everybody, Claire. Safety first. Say it with me. Safety first. You're not
that'll
saying it.
That'll do.
Z102.9, jury in a hurry. Clean that entire car or just enough to get by?
Well, I'll admit I have in my lifetime done the Claire method,
yep.
But I'm going to side with Eric on this one.
Oh!
We've all done that method, Claire. Thank you so much for the call.
You
have to be considerate of everybody else.
We've all done it.
When you're running late, caller, do you clean off the entire car or just enough to get by?
The entire car for your own safety and the safety of others.
For your own safety and the safety of others. I feel like a manual is writing itself.
I get it, but be honest, people.
Jury in a hurry. Just the three of us talking. When you're running late, do you clean off the entire car or just enough to see?
And don't worry, I'm here too.
Well, so you should clean it off, I think that'll do.
That'll do!
There's a that'll doer. Yeah! That'll do. That'll do.
Found you.
All right, let's go back to the telephone lines. Hey, juror, when you are running late, do you clean off the entire car or just enough to get by?
That'll do, donkey. That'll do.
That'll do. Awesome. Thank you. An honest person right there.
Hey, Z102.9, you're running late. The car is covered in snow. You cleaning the whole thing or just enough?
I'm doing just enough.
Just enough. The honesty is now coming out, Claire.
Apparently.
Puts us in a 3-3 tie. Jury in a hurry, you are running late. Do you clean off the entire car? It's covered in snow or just enough so you can see?
Clean it all off, especially the headlights and taillights as well.
So
got a snowball coming down the road.
Yeah, you cannot forget about that. Thank you so much, Jer. Yeah, that's almost as
important.
She should have
been part of your legal team because visibility, that's a good point.
Yeah,
it's
a very good point. Jury in a hurry, you're running late. Your car is covered in snow. You cleaning the whole thing or just enough?
You're cleaning the whole thing.
The whole thing.
You're cleaning the whole thing.
And I bet it's for safety, correct?
Yeah. Well, first of all, why are you running late?
That's my business.
That sounds like a you problem.
It's never happened to you.
That's a you problem.
It happens to all of us.
I love you. The jury's why are you running late?
We live in Iowa. We're used to this. You should know by now to plan ahead and plan accordingly.
Yeah.
You know you're going to have to clean off that car.
I love all of these points.
Got to be honest.
Thank you, caller. Claire, I kind of got caught up in what she was saying. Number?
I've got 5-3.
Thank you very much. We'll go to this line. It is jury in a hurry. You are running late. Do you clean off the entire car or just enough to see?
I used to do just enough to see, but one night I hit my brakes and the top went down in front of the window.
Oh, God.
When my car warmed up, and I couldn't see. So now I clean off the whole car just for safety reasons.
Okay.
Safety for other people, safety for yourself. Could you imagine you're driving and all of a sudden it's
so
a blanket
scary.
Of white? All right.
I might be scared straight after
now
that.
Now your heart is beating. I'm excited because I am one vote away.
You just need one. But you know what? There's some honest people out there.
You did get some, yes.
Let's see if I can rally this thing.
Currently standing at 6-3. Claire, I need one vote to win. Let's go back to the telephone lines. Thank you so much for holding. You need to clean off your car. At least you need to get to where you're going. It's covered in snow. Do you clean off just enough or do you clean the whole thing?
I try to clean off as much as I can, but honestly, I'm too short to get it all.
See? Yes.
That's another reason.
Physically prohibited.
We'll
Thank
put that one on Claire's column. Thank you. Jury in a hurry, your car is covered in snow. You're running late. Do you take the time to clean the whole thing off or just enough?
Just enough.
That'll do. Oh, this is a very sporting match, sir. Back and forth.
Back to this call. Jury in a hurry, you're running late. You've got snow all over your car. Clean the whole thing or just enough?
Just enough. That job's going to fire you if you're late.
Job's going to fire you if you're late.
You can lose your job.
Claire, we're at a tie.
Either way, this next vote.
Jury in a hurry, you are the deciding vote. You're running late. Your car is covered in snow. Clean the whole thing or just enough? What do you say?
Clean the whole thing.
Okay. All right. That was a squeaker. Thank you so much, juror.
Thank you.
Justice has been served, sir.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Welcome to Punchline News with the Morning Scramble.
Punchline News. Real news stories, but we've given the ending of the story is just a little bit of a punch. A little bit of a joke.
Punchline. If you will.
If you will. We have written them for each other. So I will be performing a news story that you wrote, and you will be performing the news story that I wrote.
I like it that you say performing.
Performing.
Performing the story.
It's a performance.
We just realized in this room, so many times we get into this debate of who's going to go first.
You want to go first? I don't care.
We don't care.
Yeah, and we're so Midwest nice about it, too.
Like after you.
No, absolutely.
We're both standing at the open door, not going in.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
So I found a quarter.
Perfect.
I'm going to flip it. Now, it's going to be who's going to call it. I'm going to tell you to call it in the air.
Call it in the air.
Yes.
Am I heads or tails?
Well, you're going to call it, and whatever comes up is whatever is you. Let me back up. If it comes up you, then you're going. If it comes up mine, it'll be me, okay?
But am I heads or tails?
Well, you call it in the air. Have you ever never flipped a coin before?
Yes, but...
This is just like a sporting event.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Okay.
So you get a call.
Call it in the air?
We're going to call it in the air.
Okay.
Okay. Three, two, and I'm just going to let it land on the table.
All right.
And then we'll see where it goes, okay?
All right.
Okay, three,
two, one.
Call it?
Heads! Right? Is it statistically, it's more likely to?
I don't remember. It is a heads.
It is?
Yes. So do you want to read mine first, or you want me to read yours first? You can choose.
I would like to perform. I like to get this out of the
you
way.
You want
to?
Okay. Yes. All right.
I would like to perform the news, please, and thank you very much.
A news story Claire has never performed before.
Never once.
With a punchline written by Dance and Eric Hansen. Here we go.
I also feel like I'm in trouble.
You're never in trouble.
Okay.
Never. All right, let me set you up here.
Please, thank you. Austrian researchers document the first case of a cow using a tool. Researchers in Austria detailed the unusual case of the first cow to be documented using tools, specifically sticks and brushes she uses to scratch herself. The team from the University of Veterinary Medicine in Vienna said Veronica, with a K, a pet Swiss brown cow, has been holding sticks in her mouth to scratch her body for years. Veronica first started picking up pieces of wood about a decade ago and moved on to using a long brush, even showing preference for using the brush end to scratch where her skin is thickest and the handle end to scratch her more sensitive areas. Historians are quick to point out that this is the first case of a tool using a cow. Let me go back. Historians are quick to point out that the first case of a tool using a cow had to be Chaz, the bad boy shepherd of Bethlehem, known for always wearing his affliction tunic to market.
Thank you.
Affliction.
Affliction tunic.
It's an affliction tunic.
All right. Okay. I now need to read your story. Punchline News! Outback Steakhouse sued after toilet shatters, injures man. A Florida man filed a lawsuit against Outback Steakhouse alleging that he was on a toilet when the seat suddenly shattered and collapsed while he was doing his business, resulting in injury. The man, Michael Green, said he was frightened and suffered severe bodily injury during the incident. But on the bright side, he was definitely in the right place to have the crap scared out of him.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.